The problem with his analysis is that the balloons themselves are still made out of rubber and tinfoil. Irregardless of how top secret the project was, the constituent elements of the project were mundane.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey guys, it's been a minute since we've been hanging out with each other, but thank you for being part of the show. And let me just go through a couple things because I've got a lot of stuff to get to, and it's going to be kind of we'll see, we'll figure it out. So, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways: through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because big things coming. Calendar is always being updated. Love to see you guys at a show. And, you know, come up, say hi, say, hey, I heard you, and now I want to see you, and now I see you, and then I want to hear you again. So it works out nice. Now, if you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to on my website, and that'll send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address and be part of our live chat. We got a bunch of peeps on the chat tonight, which is great. And, of course, the third way you can listen to the show is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast live, mistakes and all, you can listen to the slightly edited. And when I say slightly edited, I mean major edited, because I make a lot of mistakes. The slightly edited podcast version of the show, available through Google Play and iTunes. So, as always, because it's been a while since we talked, I am going to start you right up and bring up to speed what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And where do I start? All right, let's start at the beginning. Today, this show, which happens to be like the coolest thing, falls on the anniversary. So today is the sixth anniversary, starting the seventh season of Radio Irregardless. And I would play a really cool soundbite, but I had some issues, but I'll go into that in a little bit. So it is, it's 6 years since I've been doing this show, where this is episode 200 and, I don't know, 20, is it? I don't know, let me see. 205. Well, 220. What the fuck am I thinking? This is episode 205. It seems like things have kind of hit a general standstill since the 200 show, but I am actually going to do some other things. It's already, like every couple years, the show goes through this giant change, which is actually kind of cool. I change the format. I do some different things. I have different guests. Now, I think for the past, like, maybe dozen shows or so, I think I've had, like, two guests. And it's been great. But the problem is, in the short format, I have no guests. So, like, tonight's a short format because I literally thought I had more time than I did. The computer's been all messed up. But I think what I'm going to do is the show may switch to a once a month or a twice a month. So I might do the first and last Wednesdays. I don't know. It just so happens today is the last Wednesday of the month. And I'm thinking, let's try that out. And then when I open my calendar, of course, my calendar, I'm super busy for the whole month of September. And I have no Wednesdays. So yeah, the last September is the 25th. So I can do the last Saturday of the month.
And then, of course, the last Saturday of October, I'm off, but I'm working all the other ones. And then we start November, which is kind of weird. But I'm back because then that last Wednesday of the month falls on the Thanksgiving Eve show, which is super cool. So what are you looking for? What more do you want out of life? I think maybe for the rest of the year, I may do that. So the format's going to change a little bit. So the show turned six, and I'm starting season seven tonight. And yesterday, no, was it yesterday? Monday. Was it Monday? I don't even know. Let me look. Monday. It was Monday. Monday was my birthday, and I got to tell you, I don't enjoy my birthday. I've never enjoyed my birthday. It's always one of these things that it's beautiful and it's summer, it's 90 degrees, and then the week of my birthday or the week up to my birthday, the weather starts changing, it gets cold, and it always happened like that. Like it turns like the instant fall, and you know today was warm, but literally like the past few days have been like it's gone from like 70 to I mean sort of like 90 down to like 65. It's like, so the fall is here, and that's why I kind of never like my birthday. But my wife has been absolutely amazing. She's made me enjoy my birthday more over the past bunch of years. We had a wonderful lunch together on my birthday. She had a show. I mean, she had a tour, and I helped her out with the tour. And then I had an appointment with her doctor, and then I came back, and then she's like, okay, we're going somewhere. And I go, you know I hate surprises, so... But it was a nice surprise. We went to a restaurant in Beverly, which I didn't even know it existed. It's in a train station, and the food was so good. I had steak au poivre, and you got to say it like that. You got to say it. You got to put your chin on your chest. You go au poivre. So it sounds like you're choking yourself. It's like au poivre because it's French or whatever. But it was very good, and it was so much that I ate half of it because my eating habits have been completely different because I wanted to have a intro for this, and I worked and I was going to go, what's up? You know, I was going to do a whole what's up thing because I want to talk about the SUP board, my paddle board. Totally digging it. I went out this morning and, you know, I mean, I'm getting good, and it was a little choppy today, but it was a little cool. And I'm wearing my wetsuit, but it's my cutoff wetsuit. I call it my shorty. I'm wearing my shorty. Wear my shorty out there, and I see this can floating in the water. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna clean up the garbage. And I made the mistake of trying to retrieve the can whilst standing, and fucking splash went right down, you know. And I'm like, it's not the first time I fell in the water, it's not a big deal, the water isn't even that cold. But I just, you know, I didn't feel like getting wet today, and I was like completely soaked because I was wearing a shirt over the shorty. And I was wearing my hat, and of course, you know, so. But I'm totally digging the board. And I got to tell you, if you guys ever try, the whole problem is, just like anything in my life, when I start doing something new, I worry about getting addicted to it because I've got an addictive personality. Not like I get addicted to it, but I'm like, I want to get into it. But I'm older now, so I'm like, I want to figure out how much I want to invest in this habit and this little, you know, thing. And it's just, you know, it's just keeping me in shape. So today I went back to REI after a bunch of deliberation, and I was going to buy a full wetsuit. But the problem is they sell one men's full wetsuit, like long sleeve, long pants, one type. And I brought it in the changing room. I couldn't figure out how to put it on. That's how fucking, I'm not even joking. It was like this zipper that you kind of put your head in. And then, I don't know if you know this, it's really hard to try on fucking wetsuit. It's neoprene. It's not like you're throwing on a pair of cotton socks. This is like, I tried. I was in there for like 2.5 hours. And it was difficult. It was difficult. Because, and of course, then it's hot. And neoprene to you know, body temperature, it just you feel like one of those deli meats. Like there's nothing going on. You are not moving. It's like you're suspended in animation. Just somebody goes freeze. And I tried to put it on, but I couldn't do it. So I settled on they make separate things like pants and a top. So I settled on that. It was on sale, so I got that. And I got little booties and I got you know, gloves essentially. So that's because I want to go. I want to go all winter. And I figured, well, worst case scenario, you know, $150 will make sure I don't have hypothermia. And then if it doesn't work out, at least I know that I spent $150 in the right direction and then I don't want to do it anymore. So, but that's what's going on with the SUP board. And hopefully I'll have more news with that because I want to do it all winter. And I'm, you know, I see all these things and like these collapsible boards and these, now they have powered boards, like SUP boards that have like little motorized engines on them. And they're like jet boats. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, what's it's not even a SUP board anymore. Like, you're not even paddling anymore. Use the paddle to steer at that point. And they have a full fishing setup on one of it. Like, it's a chair you sit on. There's a tackle box under it. And there's holes. It looks like one of those tailgating chairs with the beer holders that you put a fishing rod in. And I'm like, who the fuck is this for? I mean, but I would love to go fishing on my paddle board because I see fish jumping out of the water all the time. And last week, I didn't want to go. I was like, I really dragged myself. I saw this thing, and I want you guys to Google this. I saw what's called a mola mola, M-O-L-A-M-O-L-A. It's essentially a giant ocean sunfish. Ugly as fuck, this thing. But I was paddling the board. I saw this fin flapping, and I went, oh, shit, it's a shark. But it was a small fin. So I'm like, well, it can't be a big shark. So I paddled over to it. Probably not the best idea. But I wasn't that far from it anyway. And I'm thinking, if it's coming at me, you know, I'll confuse it by coming at it. Besides, I'm Sicilian. I'd be like, what the fuck, shark? You want some mother? Come on! I don't know if they would get that. Maybe they might. But it was this thing. It was just giant fish just paddling. And I was like, fuck, it was super cool. It was just super, super cool. So, but I want to, maybe I'll fish. Maybe I'll figure out how to fish and, you know, fish off the board. That's a whole different, and it's an inflatable board and I don't want to bring hooks. What is it? I wish I could paste a picture of the sunfish here. Oh, you know something? Maybe I'll do that for you. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, we're sidestepping a little bit because there we go. So it lets me paste the link to an image there, but it won't let an actual thing. It's a funny thing. Mixer is a little funny. It won't let me do stuff that I want to do, but whatever. So that's my adventure in the ocean. When I was in Toronto, I actually did stand up paddleboard in Lake Erie, which was really cool. And you know, I'm getting, you know, I'm pretty good at it now. I'm feeling stronger. I've lost 15 pounds. I just, you know, it's, I just want to keep it going. That's all, because I'm going to be very busy. Like over the next few months, that's the whole thing. I got to stay busy because, you know, it's September next week, this week, and I'm flat out next week, and I'm flat out like every day of the week, literally every day of the week, weekends. I'm going to have like 2 days off over the next, you know, month and a half, which don't get me wrong. I actually love it, but I've been busy with corporate. I've been busy with comedy shows and private shows. I've been doing a lot of acting stuff. I've been on the trolleys doing the guiding. You know, doing the guides and then working, doing some stuff with my wife on her tours. It's just, it's been super busy. And then, of course, less than, what is it, next week? Yes, a week from yesterday, the Salem Christmas Carol tickets start going on sale. And I know you're not even remotely thinking of Christmas in Labor Day weekend. But if you don't buy these tickets in the first week, half of them are gone. And we have less shows this year than we did last year. Last year, we had 104 shows. This year, we have 96. And we've added more shows. We've added shows during the week. So we'll see how those go because, you know, it's an earlier show. And you never know if people want to do it. And, you know, they're like, well, I don't get out of work, blah, blah, blah. But so this year, I'm going to have no days off for Christmas, which I'm fine with. I'm totally fine with. Like, I'll do one show and then come home instead of doing three shows, which I guess is good. So maybe I'll get a full day off. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to it. Always, always. So definitely check out my calendar because I'm posting those dates probably this weekend. for the Christmas Carol. Plus, October in Salem is a complete nightmare too. I'm doing the Jack is back. Jack's back. He's going to be doing the Ghost and Legends trolley for the Gallows Hill Museum Theater. So I'll be doing those shows, and it's just it's going to be crazy. And then 2 weeks I'm in after Halloween, I have like 4 days off, and then I go up to Canada, and I'm up in Canada for 2 weeks doing some shows up there. And then I come back, and boom, instant Scrooge. Like, there's no downtime. That's why I'm drinking now. So, oh, and I got to tell you this. Deacon Giles, my favorite distillery. Like, I have a lot. But I love Deacon Giles. And tonight, I'm drinking their Wicked Dark Kid, which is essentially their version of a Dark and Stormy, which is their rum and Coke, essentially. And it's actually very good. It's growing on me. I'm not a big Coke fan. Like, I don't like Coke. Coca-Cola, cocaine. I don't like any Coke at all. But it's good. It smells good. I wish we should do the show in 4D. Never had it, never will. Anyway. So, and that's another reason things are going to get busy, because over the next couple weeks, I'm going to be planning the 2020 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, and it might be expanding much bigger than it has been in the past. We might have not only a new venue this year, but we also may do two shows in a night. We're definitely doing two shows in a night on Deacon Giles on a Saturday night, but we might do two different venues in the same night, which would drive me absolutely crazy, but I think I really want to do it. And we're going to do like a dinner show, and then we'll do a late show that's going to be just off the hook. So, but there's so much thing going on. So, like, everything. And speaking of things going on, one more thing before we take our break. It's almost time. And I know you know what, you don't want to talk about it, but we're going to. Time for the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right. What's been going on with the president? I don't know. I can't even, like, I thought I knew what I wanted to talk about. But the problem is, it's still so fucked. He's at the G7. I don't know if you knew this. He wanted to buy Greenland. Now, here's the thing. Not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. But everybody's like, that's crazy. It's a sovereign nation. Wait, people still fucking... America, people buy America pieces of America all the time. A lot of people buy that. People buy and trade islands all the time. It's not a bad idea. I mean, from him, it's completely fucked. Because you know he said it just like this. He goes, oh my God. Is anybody living there? Because I think that would be a great territory. And I can't stand Puerto Rico. I don't know what his beef is with Puerto Rico. But they're expecting another hurricane. His first tweet was, the most corrupt place on earth or something like that. And I'm like, fuck, guy, come on, man, come on. Just I can't even I was for, you know what it is, I was pulling for him last week, and this week I'm like, I can't even watch. Can't even watch. But he's at the G7, and things are, you know, he's trying to make progress in the world. I guess it's trying to go in one direction and the opposite direction of where we're going, apparently. But at least there hasn't been any more firings, which is good. Oh, and I'm so glad the Mueller report is, like, done. It's like, there was nothing in it. It can't be happening. I just, you know, we have to rev this up, because the election in 2020 is going to be a total knife fight. And I have to do more White House updates, or I have to do things. And we have to get one of our correspondents, Greg Bogus. He's our
He is the Radio Irregardless political correspondent. So we got to get on top of that. So, but yeah, man, just, geez. I don't know. Like, I don't know anymore. And now he's messing with Iraq, and saying all these things. Well, you know, China, and now they want a deal. I don't know. Because I turned the screws on them. That's what I do. I'm a businessman. I can't take it. Yeah. No more cheap phones. Anyway. Oy. But hopefully it'll only be another year. But you never know. I don't know who's going to beat him. But here's what we're going to do. That's the White House update. I couldn't wait for that to get over. You know, the more I thought about it, the less I wanted to talk about it. That's... I was just trying to be funny. Anyway, here we go. What we're going to do is take our first and only break. And during the break, I'm going to play a little history for you. What is that? I need some of that Dak and Stormy. It's called Wicked Dak Kid. It's a, the can is in the... My wife just said, stop, LOL. Anyway. So I'm going to take our first break. And I'm going to play a little history about Labor Day, because it is Labor Day weekend coming up. And then I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be over the whole weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
The Industrial Revolution modernized the United States and Canada during the 19th century. As people enjoyed steady employment, they compromised their rights in the workplace. Longer work hours and pay cuts were imposed. U.S. labor groups began protecting themselves by unionizing.
Look for the union label when you are buying Lacoste dress or gloves.
In Canada, unions were illegal.
You lose, Americans.
On Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, thousands of New York City laborers marched from City Hall to Union Square. They gathered in Reservoir Park for an afternoon of picnics, concerts, and speeches rallying for an eight-hour workday.
Elliot from Harvard, the hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away.
For many, the choice was to either spend the day at work or march without pay.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
It took a political disaster to put Labor Day on the national calendar.
This is as bad a political disaster as I've ever seen, and Dianne Feinstein is a wonderful example of just how bad it is.
Labor Day had become a time to rally workers for safer conditions, fair pay, and benefits. But in the second half of the 20th century, the U.S. labor force diminished. Many factories closed. Jobs were outsourced to other countries.
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
For now, most Americans leisurely enjoy the holiday as summer's last bow.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Hey, this is Kyle Daly. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And if you think the show sucks now, you should hear what it's like before post-editing.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I was just catching up on Facebook just now. I'm barely on Facebook. And the only reason I'm on Facebook now is because I'm doing the show. And, you know, it was my birthday, and everybody said happy birthday to me. So now
is a few people have the same birthday as me, and a few people have a birthday after me. So I figured, you know, I'll just say happy birthday to them too. But it's been a fun show. Guys, thank you for being part of the show for six fucking years. Jesus, man, seriously. Let's do something. Let's do something together. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you know where I'm going to be this weekend. I am, tomorrow, I'm off, which I'm so happy about. I'm going to chill out. I may go supporting and just hanging out. And I'm going to try to find all the files that I've lost when I had that massive crash. And by the way, I know Jason Merrill, that was the last show I did with Jason Merrill. It was a great show, funny show. I haven't even edited yet because most of the sounds are missing because I had a crash. And I figured out why we were getting such a delay on that show, because I was trying to get some files from my computer and then putting them on the line. Anyway, so I got tomorrow off, which I'm happy about. Friday night, I'm going to be doing a little cruise, a little boat show way up in Maine. And I'm going to be doing that, and it gets out very late. It's like an 8 o'clock show, but it's a 3 hour ride, and then I got to drive back. And then I'm doing an all day event in Boston the next morning. You want to talk about endurance, baby? I'm going to get home at like 3 a.m, and then I have to be in Boston at 7. So what the waka waka? And I do that event all day. I think it gets done at like 4, and then Saturday night I'll be up at Headliners Comedy Club in Manchester, New Hampshire. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Sunday to just sleep. That's all I'm looking forward to. But yeah, that's it. So as always, guys, if you want to be a sponsor, a guest, leave a question or comment. You want to email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Or you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294, and leave me a funny message, and I might play it on air. Probably will. Hey, our next show is going to be a month, September 25th, and I'm going to set up a guest. Guys, thank you so much. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.